Hey New Life, as we've talked about this week, when we come to looking at the last week of Jesus, we're confronted by some troubling realities. And we find this articulated in Luke chapter 22. At the beginning of the chapter, during the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Passover, the chief priests and the scribes sought to put him to death, for they feared the people. Again, we've talked about this week, that how we've previously thought about this story, that the crowds turned against Jesus, doesn't bear up with the internal evidence of the Gospels. That this small, elite, powerful aristocracy, because of Jesus' threat to them, had to get him removed. They wanted him dead. But they couldn't because of his popularity with the people. So what did they do? They conscripted Judas, one of Jesus' disciples, to do it. I'm often asked, why did Judas do it? Well, the Gospels don't really say, other than money. He did it because they offered him money. It's hard sometimes to do the right thing when we're put in a situation where we're offered things that we want, that yet cause us to do things that we shouldn't. And Judas was put in one of those situations. I think the thing for me, though, that as we look and read the Gospels carefully about Jesus' last week, we should come to a deeper appreciation of the textures and the nuances that we find in the Gospels. We see this reality where the crowds of Jerusalem hung on his every word. And the chief priests were threatened by his existence, and they had to get rid of him. And so that's what they're going to do. Of course, this was all a part of God's plan. But this is the mechanism that brought it about. And I think one of the things that I hope that we've discovered as we've walked through this last week of Jesus has been a more clear and even nuanced sense within ourselves. Because unfortunately, we live in a day where the continued blame of the death of Jesus at the masses of the Jewish people is something that echoes louder and louder in our day. Being a follower of Jesus means we need to read the text well. And I think that we've seen that here. And I think that we need to be careful in ourselves that we do not fall prey in the same way that Judas did to betraying others for things that seem expedient and necessary for us today.